Welcome back, everybody, to Tom and Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph 43, and we are on the bottom of Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. So we just had a whole statement of Rav Chista. Rav Chista said that even though you are not allowed to put a vessel on top of an egg, a freshly laid egg, to stop it from going downhill and potentially breaking, but you would be allowed to put a vessel over an egg that's on a flat plane so that way no one would step on it. So Rabbah gave the first suggestion as to why there would be this distinction between these two cases. What's the reason of Rav Chista? And he said because even though normally you would not be allowed to touch something which is not muksa and use it for the sake of something which is muksa, like in our case, because the egg is muksa and the vessel is not muksa. But here, since it's a normal type of saving, hatsala mitsuya, there the Chachamim said it's going to be allowed. But in a different case, when it's not mitsuya, when it's going down a hill, which is not normal, then they did not allow this. So now the Gemara is going to go and bring a lot of questions on the Shita of Rabbah as he's explaining Rav Chista, and then the Gemara is going to go and bring another Shita as to what Rav Chista could have potentially meant. So says the Gemara, Isvei Abai Abai challenges Rabbah's question. Hatsala sheina mitsuya. Is it really true that if you have an uncommon type of precaution, that that's not going to be allowed for the sake of a mukta item? If someone has a barrel of tevel, tevel is something which is untithed produce, so if that broke on someone's rooftop, maybe you're allowed to bring a vessel and put it underneath the broken barrel to save that which is inside. Now, tevel is something which is muksa because it can't be used on Shabbos because it's untithed, and still, this is something which seems like an uncommon occurrence because vessels don't normally break, and yet still you are allowed to save it. So this seems to be explicitly against Rabbah, so answers the Gemara, no, begulfei chad te dishlichei depake. No, we're talking about a new type of vessel which frequently breaks, and that's why it is a common loss, and that's why Rabbah could still exist. Another challenge, Eisvei Abaye asked another question on Rabbah, and he says, nosten kli tachas aner lekabel nitzotzos. The Mishnah says that you're allowed to put a vessel under a lamp to catch the sparks. How are you allowed to do this? Sparks are intrinsically muksa. This is not common. So how are we going to allow this? Answers the Gemara, no. Nitzotos nami shlichei. No, really, sparks are common, so that's why it would be allowed. Top of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Now, Isvei, another question Abaye had on Rabbah. Kofin karal aner shlo yochez bakora. You're allowed to invert a bowl over a lamp so that the beam on top of it is not going to catch fire. Now, the beam is muksa, and this is not common for a beam to catch fire. So why is this going to be allowed? Answers Rabbah again, no, bavate gachine dishlichei behu deleika. He has to explain again why this would be something which is commonplace, and he explains it's a house that has low ceilings, so fires can happen pretty often. Now the next challenge we're going to have, and same thing with a beam that broke on Shabbos. What the Mishnah says you're allowed to do, you're allowed to support it with a bench or with the sideboards of a bed. Now this breaking is also doesn't seem to be a common occurrence, yet it allows it even though we are dealing with mukta. And again, Rabbah responds, no, again, it's a normal situation because we're talking about new beams which would break. Next challenge, the Mishnah says that you're allowed to put a vessel under a leaking rainwater on Shabbos. Now, leaks are uncommon. The water coming from the leak is generally muksa since you're not really able to use it. Again, muksa means something that's not set aside for use on Shabbos. So how is this going to be allowed according to Rabbah? Again, answers Rabbah, no, we're talking about new houses which commonly leak, so this is a common situation, so you would be allowed to use the non-muksa item for the sake of the muksa item. Now that we went through this whole back and forth with the Shita of Rabbah about normal versus not normal and his explanation of Rav Chista, we had a bunch of questions from Abaye. Now we're going to get into a new explanation of Rav Chista. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says, really, Hainu time under Rav Chista. This is the reason of Rav Chista why there's a distinction, again, between the case of that you're not allowed to stop it when it's going down the hill, the egg. You're not allowed to use the non-muksa item for the muksa item when it's going to be going down the hill, but you would be allowed to on a flat plane. So what's the difference? Why would the cases be different? This is the reason, according to Rav Chista, Mishum de kam bevatel kli mehechano. As we explained yesterday, you are not allowed to create a situation where a kli that was allowed on Shabbos, you are now making it muksa. That's going to be a problem. So to stop it in a situation where the egg is going to be going into the bowl because you're saving it from going down the hill, that's now going to make this whole bowl muksa, and that's not going to be allowed to be used on Shabbos. But to put a bowl on top of it so that way people won't step on it, so that's going to be okay because you could always just take off the kli, and that's not going to be considered mevatel kli. That's not going to be making the kli totally unusable on Shabbos. So now we have another series of questions from Abaye, now going on to the Shita of Rav Yosef. So Eisvei Abaye chavish al tevel shenishbara, maybe kli acher umeniach tachtea. So if someone has a barrel of tevel that broke, so you're allowed to bring another vessel and put it under that broken barrel. Tevel, again, is muksa, and still we see that you're allowed to put the tevel into this barrel, which is non-muksa. You're now making this non-muksa barrel. You're making it muksa because you're putting muksa stuff in it. So how could it be? This is mevatel kli. So Amar Leir, Rav Yosef answers, no tevel muchan hu eitzel Shabbos she'im avar v'siknu misukan. No tevel is different because it is considered prepared for Shabbos. What does this mean? Because if you were to be over and actually separate the tithes on Shabbos, then it would be okay and it would take away its status of being muksa. Now this is a very interesting topic and all the Rishonim jump on this. What does this mean? It's interesting that this is like an iser d'rabbanan to go and separate the tithes, and it's not really a mitzvah haba ba'avera because there's nothing intrinsically wrong with the food. So many of the Rishonim have to explain why would this be different than normal muktzah where you can't just remove the muktzah status. So many explain that tevel would be different because it's not an iser Shabbos, it's just an iser tevel. It's more of an iser on the food itself as opposed to an iser of Shabbos. So that's why it's going to be different. Many Rishonim have to go and create answers to this situation, but this is the answer he gives, that tevel is not really considered muktzah, and that's why it would be okay. The next challenge comes from the Mishnah we saw also, that you're allowed to put vessels under a lamp to catch sparks. How are you allowed to do that? That's muktzah, and it's bitol kli mehechano. So Amar Rav Huna Breider of Yeshua, nitzotos ein behen mamash. No sparks have no substance, meaning they're not even considered muktzah. They are considered nothing. V'chein korish nishbara, another challenge, onto now the sheet of Rav Yosef, the same challenges that we used before for the sheet of Rabbah. So the other next challenge is that the beam that broke on Shabbos, some can also be safsal baruchos amita, you're allowed to support it with a bench or with the side part of a bed. How are you allowed to do this? No, derafe de'iba yishakile. So answers the Gemara, Rav Yosef would respond back, the Mishnah is referring to a case where you put the bench under the beam loosely, so that way if you wish to move it, you're still able to, so it's not fully mivatil, you're not actually ruining its status of being allowed to be used on Shabbos. Now another one, nosnun kli tachas adelof b'Shabbos. So the Mishnah said that you're allowed to put a vessel under leaking rainwater on Shabbos. How is this allowed? This is now ruining something which is non-mukta and making it mukta. Answers the Gemara, bedelef harra'oi. No, we're talking about leaking water that is actually usable, either for drinking or the Rambam says maybe for washing, but the water is now usable, so it's not going to be mukta, and that's why it's going to be okay. Kofin es hasal lefnei ha'efrochen shiyalu v'yerdu. Now another brisa which seems to refute the shita. The brisa says that someone's allowed to invert a basket in front of young birds so that they may climb up and down from their nest. Birds are muksa, yet we're still allowing you to have a vessel there that birds can go in and out of. So that's going to be a problem. You're ruining the kli. Answers the Gemara, kasavar mutter letaltlo. So the brisa, the author of this brisa, holds that you're permitted to move a basket after the birds climb out. So if you have a vessel there on the ground and the birds go in it and then out of it, so while the birds are in it, you're right, that's going to be muksa and a problem. But once the birds leave, then it's going to be okay. And this is the shita of this author of the brisa. The Gemara says, vahatani asur letaltlo, but it was taught in the same brisa that it's forbidden to move the basket. Answers the Gemara, but odan alav. That's when the birds are still in there. Vahatanya afalpisha ain odan alav asur. That brisa also says that even if the birds are no longer in the basket, it's going to be a problem. So Rabbi Abba answers, but odan alav kol bein hashmashos. We're talking about a situation where the birds were there in the basket the entire bein hashmashos. Migo de iskatzi bein hashmashos iskatzi lekulei yoma. And once something was usher for the entire bein hashmashos, it's usher for the entire day. Now, this is a very interesting point. It's very important when it comes to muksa. If something was muksa for the entire bein hashmashos on Friday, meaning the entire transition from Friday afternoon into Shabbos, then it's muksa for the entire Shabbos. Now, the question becomes, let's say something became muksa on Shabbos itself. Now, can that now lose its status of muksa? Tosfos brings this up. This is the machlokas of muksa l'chatzi Shabbos or not. Maybe there's a distinction if you're doing it for eating or for moving, but this is the question over here, and that's why it would be a different case if it's there for the entire bein hashmashos. That's when it's going to be a problem. But when it's not for the whole bein hashmashos, then it would not be a problem. So just to summarize, we had the sheet of Rav Chista. Rav Chista said that it's usher to go and catch an egg in a bowl when it's going downhill, but you would be allowed to do it when it's on a flat plane. We had the sheet of Rabba and Rav Yosef as to how this could work with a bunch of questions on them. And now we're going to have a different sheet who differs with Rav Chista, the initial Rav Chista sheet. So Rabbi Yitzchak differs with him. So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Kshem she'in nosun kli tachas tarnagol sakal." So just as you're not allowed to put a vessel under the hen to receive her egg, kach in kofen alav kli bishvil shelo tishaver. You're also not allowed to put a kli on top of the egg so that it won't break, even on a flat plane. Again, he's disagreeing with Rav Chista. So the Gemara now explains his reasoning. Kasavar in kli nital el adavar hanita b'Shabbos. Because he holds that a non-muktzah utensil is only allowed to be used for an item that is allowed to be used on Shabbos. But you're not allowed to use a non-muktzah item for the sake of a muktzah item, otherwise that's not going to be allowed. So says the Gemara, Mesvei Kalani Tiyofta, all of these challenges that we had from all these brises that we used against Rabba and Rav Yosef, so let's use them against Rav Yitzchak. How is it possible? Answers the Gemara, Vishani b'tzarech l'mkomo. So no, the answer is, all of these situations are cases where you were picking them up anyway. In a situation where you're picking up a non-muktzah item because you just picked it up because you need that space, or you picked it up for whatever reason, when you picked up the non-muktzah item, now you're allowed to put it wherever you want, even if it's going to be assisting a muktzah item. The idea is that you can ideally pick up a non-muktzah item with the intent of only going to help the muktzah item itself. But if you picked it up anyway because you needed that space, then you can go and put it wherever, and that's how Rabbi Yitzchak would answer all those questions, that all those cases are situations where you already had the thing in your hand, and that's why it's not going to be a problem. Tashma, come and ask a question. Achas Beit Shenolda B'Shabbos, Achas Beit Shenolda B'Yontif, whether it's an egg that was laid on Shabbos or Yontif, in Metaltlin, you're not allowed to move it. Lo L'chassos B'Azakli, you're not allowed to cover the utensil with it. L'Lismoch B'Akari Amito, or you can't support the legs of a bed with it. But you are allowed to put a vessel over an egg so that it should not break. This brisa seems to clearly permit doing this, which is seemingly against the Shita of Rav Yitzchak. So answers the Gemara, no, Hachanami B'Tarachim Koma. This is also a case where you had already picked up the vessel. When you've already picked up the vessel, then you're right. Even Rav Yitzchak agrees you would be allowed to do it in that situation. Rav Yitzchak's just disagreeing when you are initially picking it up just for that purpose. Now another challenge. Tashma, come near proof. Porsin machatzalos al gabi avonim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to put mats over stones on Shabbos to protect them from the elements. We see again that you're allowed to do this. So answers the Gemara. Ba'avonim mekur zalos dechazin lebeis akise. So he says, no, this is different because this is talking about pointed stones, which used to be the Babylonian toilet paper. Back in the day, in the times of the Gemara, Talmudic toilet paper, they had sharp rocks, so it was something which was used for Shabbos, and it's not a muktzah item. Tashma, another proof, seemingly against Rav Yitzchak. Porsin machatzalos al gabi levein. Shabbos. You're allowed to put mats over bricks on Shabbos. How are you allowed to protect the bricks on Shabbos? This seems to be going explicitly against Rabbi Yitzchak. So answers the Gemara, no, de ishti yor mi binyana techazin lemizga alayu. So the Brisa is talking about cases of a brick which was left over from construction, and you're allowed to use it as a chair, as a seat. So that's why it's not going to be muksa in that case. So that's why it would be okay. And we'll pick up from this sugya tomorrow. This is Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph 43A. Everyone should have a wonderful day.